peace. Peace is a wonderful, fantastic experience for all of us. Peace is something that we are aware of and enjoy every moment of our life, and yet we're not aware of that. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Peace. It's something that we experience almost constantly, and yet we're not aware of it. Why is it that we're not aware of peace? Peace seems to be such a desirable thing for us to have. It's very desirable for us to know and experience. Well, actually, if we did not have peace, we would not be able to live. Because to live means that you have to have balance. You have to have the ability to have excitement and have wonderful things going on in your life, but also have the ability to be at peace. The ability to be relaxed and be untouched. Now, this ability comes with ups and downs and comes with starts and stops and all that sort of thing. And in that manner, we sometimes are just a little bit put out by what happens. We wonder how that can be. And we think to ourselves, I'm just a pawn of life, a pawn of the world and the things that go on in the world, and I'm not able to be master of myself. And then we act in that same way. We act in the way that we are not master of ourselves. And what a silly thing to do. We have the ability to say, I am peace, at any time we like. To take a deep breath and say, I am peace. When we are ready to confront a great challenge, like we're going to run a race, we're going to climb a mountain, we're going to go on a trip, we're going to have maybe just a quiet evening at home. No matter what it is that we do, if we can train ourselves to, before we go on anything, do anything, even take another breath, just breathe in deeply and let it all out and say, I am peace. Now, when you say, I am peace, your body knows exactly what you mean. Your mind knows exactly what you mean. Now, your attitude may not know what you mean because you're all excited about the journey you're going to take or the thing you're going to do, but your body and your mind know exactly what peace means. Peace means organization. Peace means stillness. Peace means balance. Peace means all is in divine order. Yes, when you are ready to run a race and you say, all is in divine order, you say peace first. And as you say peace, you become balanced, you become relaxed, you're not fighting anymore, you just flow with whatever the program is, and lo and behold, you do beautifully. This is what it's all about, doing beautifully. If you're just coming home from work and you're getting ready to walk into the house, and before you open the door, you stop. You take just a moment, take a deep breath, and you let it all out, and you say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And then, before you walk into the house, you say, I surround this house with my peace. I surround everyone in this house with my peace. I surround my life with my peace. And I feel so good. And then as you walk in the door, it's sort of a gentle softness wafts across you, makes you feel peace. A gentleness of everyone's voice, hi, nice to see you home, and you have a good day. Everything is peace. And the children come running up to you and say, hi Dad, hi Mom, have a good day. And you say, I sure did, but the best part of my day starts now with you. I am peace. I am with my family. I'm in the arms of my family, in the arms of my loved ones. I am peace. And if you have no loved ones and no family to go home to, you just go home to yourself. You say to yourself, I am peace. And then as you prepare your meal, or as you do whatever you're going to do now that you're home, your peace. And you feel so good. You go to the window box and you see the plants that you started there. And you look at them and say, I bless you. You're wonderful. And you put a few drops of water on it, not flooding them or drowning them, but a few drops of water, just like peace. And little by little, the plants sprout forth with all their glory and beauty. That's the way our peace works, too. As we keep our peace moisture with little drops of water, as we keep our peace encouraged with, I am peace, I am love, I am joy, then that just comes into our life in such a wonderful way that we could never have imagined that it could be possible. But of course, it's very possible, because I put the cause in motion. I put the cause in motion for peace. Now I go to work, whatever my work may be, and before I step out of my car, before I step into my office or my store or whatever, wherever I work, I say, I am peace. And as I say, I am peace, I surround my workplace with my peace. I surround every person that I meet this day with my peace. And I take a deep breath and let it all out. I feel so good. And as I do that, I feel so good. Nothing can touch me. Everything blesses me, honors me. Everything says, good morning! It's a wonderful day. I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, the words may not come through like that, but that's what it is. Because that's what we're receptive for. That's the radio station we're tuned to. That's the life station we're tuned to. The station of peace. We make that choice. We have that experience. And life is beautiful. Take advantage of that today in your life and watch the miracles happen for you. When you make the thought for today peace in your life, you have established the most wonderful experience that you could ever have. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.